Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching, because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And this morning I'm going to talk about how to get over feeling sorry for yourself. And I wanted to do this podcast because I think it's happening a lot during this global pandemic that a lot of people are wallowing in self-pity. A lot of people are self-reflecting back on their life and their situation that they're currently in, and they're falling into this pit of self-pity, okay? Maybe it's because you like somebody and you feel that that person is not showing you the same interest back. Maybe it's because you lost your job during the pandemic. Maybe it's because you're living in quarantine and your world has become small and you're feeling very alone and you're starting to feel depressed and you're starting to fall into this pit of self-pity. So I wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to try to help people, to help them pull themselves up, pull themselves out of this feeling of despair. And a lot of people are going through it, okay? We are all in the same boat, but we are in different kinds of situations within this boat, okay? There's people that are quarantined with another partner or quarantined with friends. There's people that are completely alone in quarantine and feeling very isolated, depressed, feeling sorry for themselves, looking at this pandemic and saying, when is this going to end? Okay. The thing is this, you guys, yes, it does it suck. Yes, it sucks. But here's the thing. I'm a big time realist. Okay. Which means that I try to see things for what they are and work through it. All right. You know, part of being happy in life is accepting what is. And I'm not saying to accept, you know, living in a kind of state that we're in right now. But what you have to do is you have to change your mindset and you have to say to yourself, this is not going to be forever. This is like going to a war, you know, being in a wartime that we have to go through. This is something that we've gone through, all right? Back in 1918 with the Spanish flu that lasted a year and a half, almost 2 years, you know, where the world just kind of stopped. But here's the thing. What you have to do is you have to train yourself to be strong, okay? This is what warriors do. This is what soldiers do when they have to go to war. They have to change their mind so that they can endure whatever comes their way. And it's the same thing with what you're dealing in this global pandemic. When you feel yourself wallowing in your self-pity, you have to self-reflect and say to yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I feeling the way I'm feeling? Why am I down on myself? Why am I bringing my self-worth and my self-value down? Because people have rejected you. Maybe they've rejected you. We'll talk about in the dating world. And you're feeling like, you know what? Nobody likes me. You know, what's wrong with me? I've done everything that I could do. Nothing is ever enough. You have to understand something. It's not necessarily you. You have to understand something in dating. Okay, not everybody is for everybody. You could like somebody and maybe you're not getting enough back from that person. But that's because that person might be in a different stage of life looking for something else. Maybe that person is in a point of their life where they just want to have fun. And although you could be a great person, they're not looking for a one-on-one type of relationship, a monogamous relationship. Okay? And you just have to accept it. You have to look at it in a realistic fashion and say, you know what? They're not at that point that I'm at, but that's okay because I'm going to keep going till I find somebody that is on my page. And this is what you do. Now, in order to get out of this pit of self-pity, which a lot of us go through, okay? We look back, and especially some of us that are older that look back on our lives and say, boy, did I make a lot of mistakes? You know, oh my goodness, you know, I don't want to be in this feeling of, ugh, you know, life sucks and it's not going anywhere in the dating world. How do you date during a quarantine and everything like that? Well, you know what? You have to build yourself up. Like I always say, you got to build yourself up. You have to keep busy. The other reason that you're feeling this self-pity, okay, is because your world has gotten smaller. Even though we have technology, even though you can get online and you could talk to various people, if you have put yourself in a state of isolation, which means that you're living in quarantine, you're not going out much, a lot of people are not working outside the home, a lot of people are home working, okay? Now you're in a situation where you're in a place of isolation, okay? And like I always say, an empty mind is a devil's workshop. That's why you have to keep your brain active and you have to find productive things to keep you busy. And if your social life is not moving forward, and it's tough, there's no doubt that trying to date during a pandemic is very difficult because you don't have that peace where you can meet people in person as easily as you could. You know, a lot of the restaurants are closed, a lot of the bars are closed, a lot of the businesses are closed. So in order to date, you're going online, you're trying to virtually date. A lot of people don't want to virtually date. They just, you know, want to have a lot of disregard for the pandemic and say, when can I meet you? When can I meet you? And you don't just go meet people randomly when you have a global pandemic going on. You don't know where that person's been or who they've been around. Okay, so you want to talk to them, have conversation with them, and find out a little bit more about them before you go and you meet that person in a public place with a mask on, I want to add as well, okay? And, you know, preferably outside. Like I said, you know, this virus can be airborne per the New England Journal of Medicine, very reputable, for up to 3 hours when it's indoors, you guys. So if you're going to go meet somebody, try to meet them in an outdoor setting. Go for a cup of coffee outside a cafe or something like that, or, you know, go for an ice cream or whatever. But the point I'm trying to make, all right, getting back to this feeling of self-pity, we're all starting to kind of spiral down. A lot of people are spiraling down and they're falling into this, you know, depression of self-pity. And what happens with that is you find yourself being paralyzed. You find yourself, you know, you wake up and you say to yourself, oh, there's so much I could do around my house, but I just don't feel like doing anything. We've all been there, you guys, because you say to yourself, what's the point? What's the point of reorganizing all this? You know, nothing's really happening. I'm not going anywhere or anything like that. You have to snap out of that mindset. And what's going on is you're overwhelming yourself with trying to do too much too soon. So what you have to do is you have to set little goals. You have to say to yourself, okay, this week I'm going to do this and I'm going to force myself to do this, okay? Whether it's, you know, organize my closet or I'm going to organize my kitchen or I'm going to buy some shelving from Amazon and redo something that's going to improve. What are little things that I can do to improve myself, improve my life, okay? Like one of the things that I was going to do was buy a jump rope, you guys, from Amazon. All right. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm not going to buy this big elliptical piece of equipment. I used to go to the gym every single day. Okay. And because of the pandemic, I said to myself, I'm not going in the gym. I feel it's a little bit too dangerous. You know, if you do go to a gym, you cannot take that mask off. Not at all, you guys. I can't stress it enough if you're going to put yourself in that setting. But I would prefer to work out at home or run. So I said, you know what, I'm going to pick up a jump rope. Even if I try to do this, you know, for like 15 minutes a day, they say jump roping is great exercise. But, you know, just little things like that. You need little things like that to keep you going, little goals and everything like that. Now, getting back to the self-pity thing, the point I'm trying to make is when you wallow in your self-pity, what you're doing is you're feeling sorry for yourself. You're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your life. You're thinking about how everything has gone wrong, how you've made poor decisions, how maybe you picked the wrong partner and you wasted years of your life with the wrong people, or maybe the people that you keep trying to approach are rejecting you, okay? And what you want to do is you want to, the way you grow, you guys, is you look back on your life, you say to yourself, okay, let me, you know, that's why I always tell you, write it down on a piece of paper so that you could see it in black and white what mistakes you have done, because sometimes it's not clear to the mind and you have to put it down on paper and write down exactly, you know, what kind of things you have done in your life when it comes to your dating life, when it comes to your relationships. Write down every relationship that you have had with somebody and put down why the relationship failed. And look at each person you had a relationship with and look at their characteristics as to are you in a pattern of picking the same type of men, or if you're a guy, you're picking the same type of women, and this is why you keep going in a circle and having no luck. You know, or you look at other things in your life. It could be your career, and you look at the path that you took in your career and the positives and negatives, and you say to yourself, okay, how do I get to the next step? What do I need to do to get to the next step? See, during this global pandemic, this is a great time to self-reflect. This is a great time to kind of take a step back, look at your life, and say to yourself, you know what? I've been in the fast lane. I've been, you know, not able to meditate and self-reflect as to the mistakes I've been making. But now is a time, because I'm in this quarantine, to sit back and really look at my life and say, these are the mistakes that I'm making. So rather than sit there and wallow in self-pity, and I'm not saying that we don't all have times that we feel very, you know, that self-despair. You feel that anxiety. You feel that depression. You feel like, you know what, nothing's ever going to get better. You feel paralyzed. That's depression, you guys. Depression puts you in a state where you don't even, sometimes very severe depression, you don't even want to get out of bed, okay? Or you don't have the energy to do anything. You're tired and everything is just too much, okay? That's when you have to go get some professional help. If you're in that kind of a state, you know, that's why they say with the pandemic, it could affect your mental health. If you find that you're feeling that low, there's counselors online. There's mental health counselors online you could talk to, all right? And a lot of them will take, you know, your medical insurance if you have medical insurance, okay? So you do have those kinds of options. But if you're just going through something and it's not that severe and you're trying to boost yourself up, you know, you let go of all those feelings. You let it go, okay? Sometimes people have a good cry. There's nothing wrong with having a good cry and letting all that anxiety out and all that tension out. And then you pull yourself together. You pull yourself together and you say, you know what? This is how it is. But this is how it's going to be. This is what I'm going to do. Okay, maybe I haven't made the best decisions. Maybe I've picked the wrong people. Maybe I haven't been focused in my life. But what I know is that this global pandemic will not be forever. You guys, listen to me. This is not how you're going to live the rest of your lives. All right. This is what I tell my kids. You know, sometimes when they're feeling a certain way, I tell them, listen, this is just something that you have to get through. If anything, what's difficult only makes us stronger. We condition ourselves to be able to fight through anything that is difficult in life. Whatever kind of obstacles you have in life that you are able to overcome will only make you stronger, will make you a warrior, will make you somebody that can deal with different kinds of situations. The more situations that you can get through in your life will only make you more powerful. You see what I'm trying to say? So the thing is, when you look at what's going on with living in quarantine and trying to sacrifice and living a certain way, you're conditioning yourself to be able to adapt to situation that is very difficult, and this will only make you stronger. And you have to realize that in time, when this vaccine comes out, it could be a year from now, okay? We don't know exactly when that will be. And when things start to roll and come back to normal, I mean fully back to normal, that's when you will see that you have conditioned yourself to become stronger and able to move on, and you will have your path. You will have it lined up as to what you needed to do. You'll be more focused because you took that step back to self-reflect on your life, and you'll be more focused to move forward and achieve the goals that you have to achieve and be more focused in looking for the right partners, okay? I can tell you that one of the biggest problems that I see a lot of people have when it comes to dating and relationships is they keep picking the same type of partners. They keep picking people with the same type of qualities. A lot of times I deal with women, they keep picking, you know, men that have player characteristics. And they say, well, that's what I'm attracted to. That's what I'm attracted to. And I'm like, listen, you're attracted to them because it's more, for you, it's more of a lustful thing. You're not really looking at that person's inner qualities because you're not attracted to the characteristics of the person they are. You're not attracted to somebody that ghosts on you or doesn't make time for you. How can you be attracted to something like that? No. What you're doing is you're looking at that person. They're a good-looking person. A lot of times they're good-looking people. And you're attracted because of, you know, the physical attraction. But that's not basis for a relationship. That is somebody that will make you unhappy down the road. And this is what's happening. So I just wanted to give kind of like an inspirational kind of podcast about how to deal, you know, getting back to, you know, feeling very down, feeling this self-pity and everything like that. And the way you do it, you guys, is you build yourself up physically, mentally, emotionally. You have a plan. You need a plan. You need to keep busy. You need to plan out your day. You can't just sit on the couch for hours and wallow into a pit of self-pity. When you keep yourself active, when you keep an active brain, it keeps you going. You need a purpose. You need a goal, okay? All right? Because when you lose your goals, that's when you die spiritually, okay? That's the way I feel. Like when you don't have a goal to achieve and you don't feel that you have a purpose, okay? Everybody in life has a purpose. When you have children, your purpose could be to help your children, to help them grow, okay? Or when you're married, your purpose is to have a family and to help your partner and help them grow and they help you grow. Or your purpose is maybe to achieve success in the business world or to be an inspirational leader in the world. Whatever your purpose is in life, you guys, you need a purpose. You need to find out what your purpose is in life. Once you find out what your purpose is in life, it will give you that motivation to get out of that pit of self-pity and move forward. Move forward. When you fall into that pit of self-pity, your life kind of stops. So you have to keep moving. And a great way to get rid of any kind of self-pity is to help others. It's a great way, you guys, because you get a certain kind of self-esteem, a certain kind of self-satisfaction in knowing that you're helping somebody else. Whatever it could be, helping a neighbor, helping with groceries, helping somebody with their lawn, whatever, helping somebody online with schoolwork, whatever it could be. When you help others, you find a purpose in your life and it makes you a stronger person and it gets you out of that pit of self-pity. But one thing that I wanted to tell you guys is this. You are not alone. We are all in it together. There are millions of people feeling the way you are feeling. But what you have to do is when you feel that you are really starting to fall into that pit of self-pity, you have to go get yourself some help and some motivation. Whether it's getting help online, getting help through family members, you have to expand out and talk to other people and not isolate yourself. If you can't see them physically, you have to see them virtually or talk to them on the phone. You need to expand your horizon in order to get out of that pit of self-pity. I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.